nobody really likes kale, and those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Coming up on the Gym Class Monday edition here on KGYM, we'll talk about the busy weekend that was in the world of sports. Not a great day for the University of Iowa yesterday. Not a terrific day for Iowa State University on Saturday. We'll talk about the NFL football playoffs. Mike Halas will be joining us as well. All that coming up on a jam-packed Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. From our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, where I guess it could be a whole lot worse, we welcome you in. Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. Getting your afternoon programming block underway. We'll be followed by the Afternoon Players Club from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Big night of hoops coming up tonight. A pair of dandies for you. We'll head to Hilton Coliseum at 7 o'clock. Iowa State and number one or number two, depending on your poll, the Kansas Jayhawks for a big Monday. That'll be at 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. You will have the rematch of last year's NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And again, that'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Good afternoon. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Alex Kuhn, our producer across the way and across the glass here on a Monday. And as we mentioned, plenty to talk about as far as the world of sports is concerned. But first of all, the weather kind of takes center stage here today, and I opened the show, Mark, saying it probably could be worse, but it's been, for the most part, rain since late morning into the afternoon. Main roads are not 100% perfect, certainly. Take it easy out there, but they aren't bad. The side roads, neighborhood areas, that is right now where the worst situation is as far as this ice storm is concerned.
Yeah, I think 5 degrees could make a heck of a lot of difference, but the fact of the matter is it's a little above freezing, and having traveled into the studio a short distance, the side roads are still a little dicey, but the main roads, I think the city's done a nice job clearing things, and I mean, if you had to go to work at 4 or 5 in the morning, it was a whole lot different.
Yes, it was.
I talked to Mulholland from KZIA, and she came up from North Liberty early this morning. Just had to drive a little careful. So I'd encourage that as well. Stepping out of my house, it looked like the pavement looked like it was wet. But there's just a little glaze under there. So tread lightly.
And it's going to get cooler, obviously, as the sun goes down. Or as we get into the nighttime hours. So that's when I think things could get a little bit more dicey. So if you're on I-380, if you're on US 30, 218, whatever the case may be, any road for that matter, give yourself a little bit more room behind you and your fellow driver in front of you. And just go a little bit slower today and we'll make it through ice again. And it's a lot worse over in the central part of the state. Iowa State, Kansas is going to go on tonight. There is not going to be any postponement of that or pushing back of that game. So that will be tonight at Hilton Coliseum. And love to hear your thoughts about that and the NFL playoffs over the weekend at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And thank you to Jerry Ask for helping us out with that. We always appreciate it. And it's always humming along, I know. How was your weekend?
It was very good. I was tested last night, though, as we text back and forth. I mean, we had Iowa basketball. We had NFL action. We had golf.
At it all.
A lot of homework to be done last night.
Yeah, and everything going on at the same time. And I must say that I, of course, spent most of the night with my Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. By the way, thank you to all the listeners out there and all the friends that were texting and tweeting and whatnot, asking about my health and things like that. I tell you what, when it's not even your worst loss in the history of your team in the playoffs, then I guess it's, the sun comes up the next day or whatever the case may be. But as a Kansas City Chiefs fan, first of all, congratulations to the Steelers. I know a lot of friends of mine that are Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Steelers played better than the Chiefs, I thought. Chiefs had a chance to get the victory or at least to tie it. Who knows? Pittsburgh had 2.5 minutes to go downfield and win the thing. They might have done it. No matter what happened on the two-point conversion. The two-point conversion, I will say this. The only thing I will say, I tweeted it out last night. I thought it was holding as well. No problem with that. Two things, though, if you're going to call that, call every stinking other one during the game. And a pass interference that a guy is absolutely mauling, Travis Kelce. And I will say this, in all truthfulness, that call would not have been made against Brett Favre, Tom Brady, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers, or the Dallas Cowboys. Call would not have been made, and that's I will rest my case. But Steelers deserve to win the game.
I think we can look at calls and non-calls in every game, and certainly that was one call. Actually, Travis Kelce going to be spending a lot of money for his comments about official number 51, whoever that was. But, I think you can say
Travis
that.
Travis shouldn't let Steeler D-backs get in his head.
About every game you can say something in that regard, but I thought it was two really good games, turned out to be really
great
good games in the NFL yesterday, and not so much in Evanston, Illinois.
No, that was ugly. And if you have a comment about the NFL or the Hawkeyes yesterday, last night, if you will, 319-366-1600. Great win for Green Bay. Disappointing end of the year for Dallas, certainly. Everything was in the cards, I think, for the Cowboys to make a deep run, maybe even a Super Bowl championship run. The Chiefs overachieved this year. I'll be the first to say that. No one picked them to win that division championship, and they did. They got to get better for next year, certainly. Pittsburgh's won, I believe, 8 in a row now. They're on a roll. Green Bay's on a roll right now. Atlanta looked great on Saturday. And New England is New England. So I think we're going to have a couple very, very interesting and very good championship games coming up on Sunday that you can hear on all three of our frequencies coming up starting at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
We have Green Bay at Atlanta, Pittsburgh at New England. What's the common thread in those two games, in those four teams?
Good quarterbacks.
Great quarterbacks.
Fantastic quarterbacks.
Rodgers and Ryan and Ben and Brady.
Yeah.
They didn't get much better than that.
And I know the Chiefs fans are pounding on Alex Smith today, and I don't think they should be. He had some drops yesterday, missed a couple of passes, but
he's all right.
He's fine. He's fine. Alex Smith is not the problem with the Kansas City Chiefs. I will tell you that right now, and I know Chiefs fans out there would probably agree with me.
And Dak Prescott is not the problem with the Dallas Cowboys.
No, he's not.
You
want to
talk about Tony Romo? Tony Romo could not have went in and played defense, especially in the first half.
Exactly.
Aaron Rodgers torched the Cowboys in the first half. To Dallas's credit, came back, made a thrilling end to it, left too much time on the clock for the best quarterback alive right now.
I would agree with
that. I mean, you can argue Brady, too, but Rodgers is unworldly right now.
That pass was amazing. The catch was amazing.
To Jared Cook?
Yeah. At the end, when I first saw it, I said, oh, he's out of bounds. And then they showed it in replay. Ooh.
The pass and catch. I mean,
the catch might have been better than the pass.
But Rodgers is going to his left, throws it 30 yards downfield, on a bullet in a crucial situation on the road. Come on.
It was crazy. So that's the NFL. You mentioned Iowa last night. Strange evening. Peter Jok with 4 points last night. And just you said... I kind of agreed with you. He looked a little disinterested. I don't know what happened with Peter Jok last night.
I think disconnected, perhaps, more than disinterested.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether Fran McCaffrey sensed that or not, but whatever reason, he looked disconnected, didn't shoot it well, didn't play more than half the game. I mean, Northwestern starters outscored Iowa 73-28. I mean, that's a pretty good Northwestern team, but it's not Golden State, okay?
But they're good. That's a good team. And Chris Collins is going to get them better, too. They have a chance for the first time in school history to make the NCAA tournament.
Yes, they do.
And it was a pretty crippling loss for Iowa. They need to come back to win on Thursday night at home against Maryland. But I guess the bright side was Ryan Kreener coming away with another nice game off the Iowa bench. Hawkeyes really needed that. Now, granted, was it basically, you know, while the game was still in the balance? No. But still, he's proving that he is in the rotation now. It's up to a 10-man rotation for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And it looks like it's going to stay a 10-man rotation for the Hawkeyes.
It's inexplainable to me how you lose by 35 to even the very best teams. And Iowa's been very poor on the road. And yesterday, I don't know how to explain it, really, and I'm not sure Fran McCaffrey does as well. It was just a lackluster performance. Defensively, it was pathetic. And this comes on the heels of perhaps the best win of the year for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
So go figure.
Well, that's the way the Big Ten's been this year. That is the way the Big Ten has been this year. Your comments, welcome at 319-366-1600. You can also reach us via the phone lines. If you want to pick up the phone, let us know what you think at 319-366-1600.
6733 on the text line. Scott, your Chiefs did a great job on defense. 6 field goals. Your offense sucks, though. You got screwed on the quote-unquote call. Welcome to the phony NFL TV rules.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole, man. But thank you for your sympathy. They didn't play well enough to win. Pittsburgh played better. I still don't know how Le'Veon Bell runs like that. That's
good.
The craziest way to run. Goes against every fiber of every football that has been taught over the past 100 years to attack the hole. No, he tiptoes around and then kind of waltzes his way through there and gets 7 or 8 yards of crack.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl, to play in the Super Bowl?
I think Pittsburgh's going to beat New England.
Can you see two road teams winning this week?
I can.
Green Bay?
I can.
Pittsburgh?
If the Atlanta Falcons are ever going to have a shot to win the Super Bowl,
I think this is
the
year.
Yes, they were. And Seattle's defense was not impressive. Perhaps that was the end of the kind of, I don't want to call it a dynasty, but maybe the golden age. Do you kind of sense the door closing in on Seattle a little bit? Defense are getting a little long a tooth, especially in the back. Earl Thomas sounds like he's probably not going to be back, coming off the injury, the broken leg.
Apparently Richard Sherman played with an MCL injury all year that was not disclosed. Okay.
But the Falcons can throw it. Matt Ryan, I've contended all year, A, that officials in the NFL stink, and B, that Matt Ryan should be the MVP of this league. And I still think he should be the MVP of this league.
Got a good collection of receivers. Freeman is a tremendous running back. Yep.
Decent defense. Mm-hmm. Not great, but decent.
Too bad for Adrian Claiborne. He tore his a muscle and will be out the rest of the playoffs. But he's had a really good year for Atlanta.
Just seems like he lasted a lot longer this year. But he seems like Adrian always gets some sort of a big injury that cuts his season short. But I can see, if I had to pick right now on Monday, I would say I'm going to. Boy, Green Bay is so hot, though, right now. And they played well yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, just got a feeling it's going to be Green Bay, Pittsburgh.
67-33, Green Bay, New England, done deal.
Done deal. Final game in the Georgia Dome coming up on Sunday. They get one more game down there in Atlanta before they pull up stakes and move next door.
Regards to the Iowa Hawkeyes, David at 56-15. To me, Iowa needs another player that other teams have to worry about, which needs to be Moss. It's all geared to Jock.
As it probably should be after the couple performances.
I mean, when you get beat by 35, you can't lay it on one guy, can you?
No.
Even though Jock, again, I thought he was disconnected yesterday.
That was a bad loss. Iowa State fell as well. We talked to Paul Clark on Friday about tonight's game, a lot about the Kansas game, but we also left it with Paul, and we both asked him the question, the game on Monday night doesn't mean quite as much if Iowa State loses that game on Saturday in Fort Worth, and they dropped that game in Fort Worth on Saturday. TCU's a lot better, played very well in that game, I thought. They've got some players down there for Jamie Dixon, and he's getting things turned around down there. The Iowa women fell. The Iowa State women fell. Iowa State women, I believe, 1-5 now, and they go to Baylor on Wednesday night. That is not a recipe to keep things going. And then wrestling yesterday. Are you looking forward to Wednesday? It was 24-11. Oklahoma State got the win over Iowa down in Stillwater. Probably a little closer than that score indicates, because there were a couple one-pointers, there were a couple riding time situations that were very, very close. But Oklahoma State won seven of the 10 bouts in that particular one.
On the text line, 2523 says, saw a tweet that Jock had a back issue, perhaps.
Could be. All right. 19 past the hour 3. We're going to talk to Mike Halas. Coming up here in just a little bit. And I believe we have an old friend ready to join us. And that's Karn from North Liberty calling in here on a Martin Luther King Day Monday. By the way, happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody out there. Karn, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's a nice icy day, so I'm stuck in the house.
Well, we appreciate you turning on the radio, though. Appreciate that.
Anyway, I was going to say the same thing, that Fram said that Jock's back was acting up on him, was just tightening up on him, and so he didn't want him to get injured anymore, so he kept him out.
Yeah. Well, and probably
it makes a little more sense.
Yeah,
then.
And probably a good idea. The battle was done.
I guess if your back hurts, there's not much you can do.
No. And I've had that not very many times, and certainly I'm not a Division I athlete or anything like that. But
and our poor wrestlers, they had problems, and So it was not a good day for the Hawks.
No, certainly wasn't. Well, Karn, hey, appreciate the call, and stay safe, okay?
I sure will. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet.
I will say the wrestling, I would argue that it was a lot closer than that 13-point margin. Three Iowa losses were by 3 points. Two of those matches, I think it was Clark and Sorensen, came down to 3 seconds total of riding time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but Iowa didn't wrestle good enough to win.
No, I don't think so either. Couldn't problems at 165.
Right, St. John there this time.
And then the Stoll getting beat at heavyweight wasn't good either. So, in the words of Kirk Ferentz, the wrestling team needs to clean some things up. And we'll hear specifically about that Wednesday with our visit with Mark Ironside.
That'll ought to be fun. Penn State coming in Friday night, too, to Carver Hawkeye. Number 2 Penn State to take on what is now number 3 Iowa.
Yeah, you get 1, 2, and 4 in a matter of a week with Oklahoma State, Penn State, and then followed by Ohio State.
You find out where you are, though, real quick.
Yeah.
In the lexicon as far as the top 10 in NCAA Division I wrestling is concerned. I got some basketball going on right now. Xavier and Creighton playing, and it's 68-67 Creighton. And that is very late, 16 seconds to go in that game on Martin Luther King Day. I believe that's going on over at Creighton. No, at Xavier. At Xavier. I beg your pardon. It's in Cincinnati.
Wiggy and Iowa City on the text line. That's wrestling.
Oh, we're dropping that's wrestling?
27-23. Iowa needs a Ronnie Lester-Kenny Arnold combination backcourt. You're not going to find too many of those.
No.
That was a good backcourt.
It was. It was back in the 1980 Final Four year that they were together.
79-80 season, yeah.
Yeah. They made it to the Final Four. And, of course, our wishes with Kenny Arnold as he continues to battle serious health problems going on right now. I know there a lot of his teammates are trying to help him out with a lot of the expenses going on. And great guy. You won't find a better guy in the world than Kenny Arnold, certainly. And thoughts always going out to him here at 3:23 on a Monday edition of the show.
Kansas a 3-point favorite tonight at Hilton Coliseum. 8 o'clock tip, as Scott mentioned. We'll have it for you here on KGYM beginning at 7 o'clock. Poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Who wins tonight in Ames? Will it be Iowa State or Kansas? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway in First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids next to Home Depot behind Taco John's. And Kansas isn't as big as they have been in the past. They still have a great backcourt.
Frank Mason versus Monte Morris tonight is going to be worth the price of admission out there. For Iowa State to win tonight, they have to stay out of foul trouble. They're going to have to shoot the three well. Matt Thomas, Nazmi Trulong. Monte Morris is going to have to step up offensively. Another 30-point performance. I don't know if you can write that down at this point against Frank Mason, but that would certainly help the equation. The crowd's going to be fine. Ice storm or not, people are going to get to Hilton Coliseum, and they are going to make it loud tonight in that atmosphere. The students have already they were already camping last week at this time. They started, the first three tents went up, and right now, according to reports, the line is three-quarters of the way around Hilton Coliseum now to get in for this game tonight in Cyclone Alley. So we'll see. Iowa State, there have been some crazy games with the Kansas Jayhawks over the years on Big Monday in Hilton. Sure. A few refereeing snafus that Iowa State fans didn't really agree with.
That damn Woody.
going back to Woody Mayfield in the day with Johnny Orr. But even in the last couple of years, some things. Kansas may have gotten a couple calls over the years. We'll see. Yeah, going to be fun tonight. Always fun when Iowa State takes on Kansas. The other thing, it's a quick turnaround. Iowa State was in Fort Worth on Saturday, had to get home. They had all the problems with, of course, they got home, I believe, before the ice hit. Now, the Iowa State women left before the ice storm to get to Fort Worth. So, and then they got to go back. I don't think they stayed down there because they play Baylor again on Wednesday night. I'd have to look that up for sure, but I doubt they would miss the class time. Because school is starting this week. And as far as the Iowa State men are concerned, that's a quick turnaround to take on a pretty darn good Kansas team.
It is. In regards to tonight's game, 67-33, not enough basketballs to go around at Iowa State.
For Iowa State or?
Not enough basketballs to go around at Iowa State.
Yeah. Defense has got to get better.
27-23, Iowa State could use a LeFester Rhodes tonight.
Who couldn't?
Every game, right?
Who couldn't?
You need somebody to drop 54 on you.
54. 1987?
Yeah.
Was that thinking back in the Iowa State game that night? All right, 325. We will take a break and come back, and Mike Halas will join us, and we will find out. Mike was scheduled to head to Ames. I'm not positive he is on his way to Ames. It depends on the weather, but we will find out, and we will get the lowdown from Mike about the weekend in sports, the Hawkeyes, the Cyclones, and a whole lot more when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM on an icy Monday. Back with more after this.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So, say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
I unlocked $10 in thank yous with my DePaco checking, and now I'm unlocking a scary movie night.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings, and now I'm unlocking a month at the gym. During our Thank Yous campaign, members proved there's power in participation.
I unlocked $60 in Thank Yous with my years of DePaco membership, and now I'm unlocking tango lessons with my wife.
Using more of DePaco's services, eligible members were rewarded with Thank Yous cash. More than 45,000 members participated, cooperated, accumulated, and unlocked more than $2.8 $5 million in Thank Yous Greenback.
I unlocked $5 in Thank Yous with DePaco e-statements, and now I'm unlocking a chance to pay it forward.
I unlocked $25 in Thank Yous with my DePaco savings, and now I'm unlocking my daughter's future.
Although Thank Yous has ended, you're welcome to learn, earn, and save at DePaco. Equal Housing Opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
There are a lot of folks in the Cedar Rapids area who love Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty because their homes sold fast and for more money. But there's one guy who can't stand Doug at Pinnacle for selling more homes in CR fast. It's the guy who put up the sold signs on all those homes that Doug McAllister sold in CR. Doug and Pinnacle would be glad to have that guy put a sold sign on your home in near record time. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:29 here on the Monday edition of The Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Been talking about the weekend in sports. Your texts always welcome. Your calls welcome at 319-366-1600. And happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody out there today. And we've got a text on this, but there's a lot of rancor today among our brethren in the print media especially. We'll just mention it here with the Iowa High School Sports Network because they came out with a set of rules for the wrestling state tournament. People are already major upset about what happened over the football playoffs. Central and Western Iowa basically didn't get to see them, and now a lot of limitations are being put on the local media as far as how they're being or getting to cover the wrestling tournament. Basketball, they have their own set of limitations, but there are reports and rumors that there are going to be more, but we will cross that barrier when we get it, no pun intended.
Yeah, we got a text in that regard, and I don't know that we can get into it today or at all. I kind of sense that most people out there don't care about the media.
No.
And its problems.
It's our problem.
Yeah.
It's our problem.
But it's a real issue. There's no question about it. And things are a little bit tougher than the days back in the barn.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about that. You had a seat. You could camp out there all day.
True.
Not anymore.
Not going to be able to do that anymore. Not going to be able to sit there and watch. We'll have to go to a designated area or the media center. There you go. All right. Mike Haas set to join us right now at 3:31 on the Monday edition of the program. And, Mike, I will ask you, first of all, good afternoon. And secondly, did you make the trip to Ames, or did you decide to hunker down tonight?
No. They said it's going to be dicey over there tonight in central Iowa, so really wasn't keen on staying home. I think I've been to that game, Kansas-Iowa State game over there, I don't know how many years in a row. It's just one of those special night of the year, but I didn't think it was worth risking safety. I want to jump in just to say one thing about that, what you were alluding to right before I came on.
Yep.
You said that you don't think that people in general care and that it's our problem, but it's everybody's problem. Because if there are limitations imposed on media, that means the coverage is worse, and the people who have kids and grandkids in these events have less opportunity maybe to see a nice photograph or a nice TV piece on the kid. And the kids themselves have less to hang on to in terms of, you know, just photographs and tangible evidence of what they did. And it's like in our life in general, the more restrictions that are placed on a free press, the worst it is for everybody, whether some people want to believe that or not.
No, I think you're right about that, Mike. There's no question about it. That's the other end of it. But I think in general, people would rather talk about how Iowa sucked yesterday than, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, and I don't pretend otherwise. I don't, you know, let's not.
No, you make a great point in there.
Yeah, you do make a great point. And we'll be the first ones to hear about it if, you know, Team X or Person X is not being covered as well as the general public thinks they should be. So
yeah, I mean, what happened with the football playoffs on TV was, wow, you know, dumb.
Well, one person is kind of pulling the strings for everything right now, and it's not anybody with the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
No, but I mean, the Gazette has a great set of photographers. If they have to go, they can't be mat side. They have to be behind a barrier, I don't know how many feet off the mat side. That's kind of compromised the quality of the picture, perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know, it's money talks.
Yeah.
Money talks. So
true.
Sad, but maybe, you know, it's up to the people on our side of it to make a big enough stink about it.
Well,
and call it to people's attention, and if not, that's on us.
The stink's being made.
Yeah, good.
What makes this game tonight as big as it is, Mike? Is it the Monday aspect of it, or what?
No. Look, everybody likes being on national TV, and this game's always an 8 o'clock Monday night game on ESPN, it seems like. But it's Kansas. It's the evil empire in the eyes of Iowa State. I mean, how many Big 12s have they won in a row? 12, right?
12, yep.
That's crazy. I mean, as good as the program is, and as, you know, as much tradition and heritage and as easy access as it has to the best recruits in the country, you still have to play the games. And 12 years in a row, they've gone through that 18-game battle and come out on top, and they probably will again this year. So that makes, you know what that makes them? That makes them the New England Patriots or the New York Yankees or pick your dynasty, and dynasties aren't beloved.
No, especially when they come to your building, and
right.
That's what's coming up tonight.
Yeah.
And like we said, there have been some crazy Iowa State-Kansas games on Big Monday. A couple of where Iowa State fans thought there were a few calls that went Kansas's way. Iowa State's won a couple of these, no doubt. It seems to always come down to the last possession, though.
Seems like it. And what's made it good is that the last several years, Iowa State's had really good teams. You know, there was a stretch there where it was not a contest. And then Hoiberg came in and quickly assembled some talent. And ever since then, I mean, when they've gone toe-to-toe in Kansas City at the Big 12 tournament, the Cyclones have done just as well as the Jayhawks have in the last 4 or 5 years. So that makes it a real rivalry. And, look, I mean, you've seen some pretty great players from both teams come through here the last several years, and tonight's no exception.
What in the world did you make of what happened at Evanston yesterday, Mike?
It's kind of a – Northwestern is just a tough matchup for Iowa with the way they play, but it was almost – I don't know. It was almost a perfect storm. Northwestern at home playing well on a high. Iowa coming off that emotional thing Thursday night and then going on the road – where nobody, you know, the young team, it's kind of cliched, but it's one thing to play your guts out at home and pull out a big win, but then to take it on the road 3 days later and start over, and it was as if, you know, they were at their worst this season. And Peter Chuck apparently hurt his back, and he just wasn't himself. What did he have, 4 points?
Yep.
He was a non-factor in the game. They clamped him down. Northwestern's good. This was the first time all year that I looked at them on TV. They're very good. I mean, that should be an NCAA tournament team for the first time ever.
Yeah. Good ball movement. They're just crisp. Now, it could have been just the night Iowa not playing very good defense last night, but that is they passed the eye test on an NCAA tournament team. But this, who knows what's going to happen? Northwestern got off to a great start last year and then just fell off in the second half. So who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, but I mean they're like 15-4, something like that, and they've got some good wins, and the only teams that have beat them are good teams. I think that's. Boy, that's going to be a great story. If they don't collapse, to be in college basketball as long as they've been without ever getting the NCAA tournament, that's going to make them maybe the story of the tournament.
How do you size up the Big Ten race right now, Mike? Is it just crazy wild?
Yeah. Maryland's right up at the top, and I don't think they're particularly
mm-hmm.
special. They play at Iowa Thursday. I think the Hawkeyes can turn right around and get them. Michigan State just can't seem to get out of its own way, and we know the history there, that come February and March, they become a bully, but not happening. Michigan's just not quite right, and, I don't know. I think Purdue and Wisconsin are still the two best teams in the conference, but... if Indiana gets its act together, they smoked Rutgers yesterday, and they've got talent. So it's a great race, but it doesn't really have a great team.
True. And I think at the end, when it's all said and done, it will probably hinder the Big Ten more than help the Big Ten. They're talking about the ACC, I think 9 or maybe even 10 bids. I don't think that's probably going to happen, mm-hmm. but... I don't know how many, if it was right now picked, how many the Big Ten would get at this particular point.
Yeah, interesting to me is the Creightons and Xaviers and Gonzagas are stacking up real well against the rest of the country this year. And it's nothing new that they're good, but you look at the other teams in the country and you say, are Kentucky and Kansas and Baylor and, Pickett, North Carolina, are they that much better than Xavier and Creighton, Butler, Gonzaga? I don't think they are. So we might have a pretty nutty NCAA tournament.
I think in regards to Iowa basketball, this Greener kid's a pretty good story after the last two games. I mean, think about it, languishing on the bench for however many games, say mop-up time. And then for Fran McCaffrey, I think he needed to put him in against Purdue and kind of try to neutralize Haas inside. But, he's been a revelation the last couple games. And I don't know what that means going forward. Do you?
Well, the more the merrier when it comes to post players.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you completely. You just don't often see what he's done, which is you take a freshman who simply has not played. Six minutes in games mattered. And here two games in a row, he comes out there and he looks like, hey, I belong out here. And seemed to play with confidence and common sense. So that's a pretty good deal for Iowa. Just chalk him in along with the other four freshmen as these look like guys that you're going to, that aren't going to budge for next 2 or 3 years.
Well, it's interesting, and you've written about it several times. I think a lot of people have, including Jeremiah Davis. This is the type of team you're going to get. Oh, one night they're going to look terrific, and the next time out, not so terrific. And that's what you get when you start four freshmen out there on the basketball court.
Yeah, and when Peter Jock's not giving you 22 points, you pretty much have no chance on the road against a good team. But... I watched the second half. I can't say I watched all 40 minutes because the Packers and the Cowboys were winding their game down, and you really couldn't tear yourself away from that. But what I saw was Tyler Cook is the last couple games is looking like the guy who, we were told about.
Yep.
It's like this guy's big time. It takes bigger players a little longer
put it together generally in basketball, but he's getting there. And it looks like he's getting there sooner rather than later.
Go ahead.
You see him develop into what everybody seems to think he can be, the leaps and bounds next season that the entire team could make could be something to behold.
Michael Loss joining us Monday edition of the Gym Class at 3:43 right here on KGY.
We haven't talked about it a lot on this show, Mike, but Carl Edwards' decision to step away from racing on the biggest stage that there is, and you wrote about it in Sunday's paper, and I was really fascinated by the part in your column where the guy wins the All-Star race and $1 million,
sprint.
And then the next day is the Iowa race, and what struck me is what you don't, what the normal fan doesn't get out there of him hopping on an airplane at 2:30 in the morning to go to Iowa, which is a much, much lesser race. But you had a brief encounter with him. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this was 6 years ago, and I don't ride much auto racing, and I used to go to the Newton track quite a bit more than I do, but we cover that pretty well in our paper, and I think you can give it, you can do too much on the so-called non-major sports. But anyway, 6 years ago they had what was in the Nationwide Series. It's something else now. I don't know who's sponsoring it. It doesn't matter. But it's like the Class AAA of NASCAR for people who don't follow it. And generally, it's, you know, the up-and-comers or the, you know, the guys who are sort of, whose careers have peaked, and that's where they're at. And it's still good racing. I mean, it just is. And a lot of weeks, they race the day before the big boys race at the NASCAR facilities. There are always a couple, three guys on the big circuit who also race on the AAA circuit, and that year Carl Edwards was one of them. And here he is, he wins $1.2 million in Charlotte on a Saturday night, and those things get over late. And he's at Newton the next morning to race, and he finished second, and I think that the team got $50,000, you know, spit in the ocean for guys like that. But the one thing that struck me was, why would you do this? You're at the top, man. I mean, you're at the very top of your game. It's like, why you wouldn't see Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo on a day off go play for the Iowa Cubs. So I asked him, you know, why would you do this? And he said, are you kidding me? There are racers at your local tracks all over the country who'd give anything to do this. And I like that. That stuck with me. And then when so it's like, this is a guy who, you know, lives and breathes this stuff. And here 6 years later, last week, he retires, which I saw then. It's like, I was really surprised. It's how do you go from one end to the other? But well, he talked about it a lot. Guys in his sport, just like in football and other contact sports, get head injuries and they get other injuries. And they're putting their quality of life in the future on the line. Especially the older you get, your reflexes don't get better. And he said, I'm not going to risk it. I want to be sharp 30 years from now. And that really struck me, that somebody who was so into it would make that decision to walk away.
Yeah, and kind of one of the first racers to really do that, no matter what the stage is, open wheel or NASCAR or whatever the case may be. And I think it was even putting the spotlight a little bit more when Dale Earnhardt Jr. Sat out half the season this year with injuries.
It's not
only
football. It's come a long way safety-wise.
Yep.
In the last decade. They really have, but it only takes once, you know. And Dale Earnhardt Jr., that must have been something for him to be held out as long as he was.
You know what? There's no such thing as a completely safe race car.
No. It's just like football. I mean, there's a lot of talk that football, you know, who knows, maybe a generation, two generations from now it'll disappear. I don't know. But how you make that game safe,
I cannot imagine.
Well, in a different way, this comes around to Jay Shields' decision. He's had enough of injuries. He wants to be healthy the rest of his life, apparently. If you missed it, Jay Shield, was he a redshirt sophomore, Scott?
Correct.
Decides to hang it up at the University of Iowa. That's a pretty big and brave decision, I think, Mike.
Yeah, it's some of these guys, we don't realize the kind of physical, the pain and the, you know, the limitations that they have to put up with. And I don't think there's a single one of them, maybe a place kicker, who isn't playing hurt in one way or another by the end of the year. But they say in football, it's being hurt and being injured are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And for people like us, at least speaking for myself, no, it's all the same thing. So, I don't live in that world, and I don't understand it. I admire the people who are able to do it, but so I think it takes a lot for somebody like Jay Shield to do that. You know, you don't want to walk away and say I couldn't see it through. He didn't get to that place in the first place by being anything resembling a quitter. He got there by being a competitor. So all you can do is say, you know, get better and best of luck to you, because that's not somebody anybody does easily.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, you mentioned the great game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. Chiefs, Steelers also came right down to the wire. Pretty good Final Four that the NFL has gotten going into next weekend.
Yeah, but what was interesting to me is Dallas, after Green Bay won, I think that advertising rates dropped like a rock. Because, not really, but the point is, if the Super Bowl was looking at New England against Dallas, you know, the two most hot-button franchises in the NFL and maybe sports, that would have been a Super Bowl. That would have been an all-timer, because if you didn't hate both of them, you sure hated one of them.
Yeah.
Well, the Dallas empire is out of the picture, so I think if you get New England against Atlanta, I'm not sure people are going to be that drawn to it. But if it's New England and Green Bay, I think you're going to have a good and evil storyline for 2 weeks that's going to hook people in.
Yeah, well, the ticket prices went way down as soon as the Cowboys lost that game.
Yeah, I bet. You know, people laugh about that America's Team stuff, but the Cowboys, I don't know when the last time they won a Super Bowl, but they hook you, don't they?
One way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, Mike, you never said somebody took Stephen Bowditch in your fantasy draft. That wasn't you, was it?
Oh, man. I go with guys who can outshoot me.
We had a great time yesterday.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Oh, follow Mike on Twitter @Halas and go read his stuff at thegazette.com. Always appreciate it. And, Mike, we will talk to you again next Monday.
Okay.
All right. Mike Halas joins us Mondays right here on KGYM. Hey, we're going to need to let the people know this. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we are going to have tickets for Brian Regan at the Paramount Theater. Now, if you don't know who Brian Regan is, check him out. He's a terrific comedian. Been on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon many, many times. He proves that comedy doesn't have to be dirty to be hilarious. He's going to be at the Paramount Theater coming up on Sunday, January 29th, and we've got your shot at free tickets all this week. A pair of tickets each day to see Brian Regan. Not doing it right now, getting you ready to do so. He is fantastic, and I know, I believe the APC is going to be talking with him coming up on their show later on this week. So we'll have tickets to give away today coming up here in just a little bit. We will take a break at 3:52, come back with more after this.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works.
One-of-a-kind bookstore.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 3:55 here on the Monday edition of The Gym Class on KGYM. Thursday, we had the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. How did the panel do this week, Mr. Dukes?
It was a very good week for one Todd Brommelkamp. 5-1 on the week he was. He missed he picked Seattle to cover against Atlanta, but otherwise was spotless. So Todd gets his fourth individual win of the year.
Despite
that, the gym class gains another game as we go 11-7. Myself and Alex both 4-2. You were 3-3. APC Tyler was 3-3, and Sean 2-4. So at this point, with the weeks ticking by,
they're dwindling, man.
Gym class has a 16-game lead. But the good part about it is someone benefited from Todd's wisdom this week and won a $30 gift certificate to Good Times, Carl and Ernie's Good Time Sports. Good Time.
Pub and Grub.
Pub and Grub.
You can get it.
It's a great place.
Yes, it is. APC is coming up next, and they will have a chance for you to get a $30 gift card to La Cantina. A good tour to quick and delicious lunch, a margarita after work, or sizzling take home on your way home at their two locations in downtown Cedar Rapids or in the Lincoln View Square. And coming soon at the Fountains on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids. So look forward to seeing that. Let's remind everyone one more time about our poll question.
Indeed, KGYMradio.com is where you can find it. Who wins tonight in Ames, Iowa State or Kansas? That's the Emo's Hideaway poll question.
All right, and we've got a pair of tickets we're going to give away right now. And we're going to do that to caller number 5. Caller number 5, 319-366-1600. Brian Regan, great comedian, coming to the Paramount Theater on Sunday, January the 29th. We're going to have free tickets all this week right here in KGYM. Go to KGYMradio.com for more information and check him out. He's been on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon quite a few times, and he's going to be on the APC coming up later on this week. And he is definitely, definitely worth the price of admission out there. All right, Kansas, Iowa State. As Iowa State bounced back from the loss in Fort Worth on Saturday. What say you?
I voted Kansas tonight.
I think Kansas as well. I'd love to see Iowa State win this thing. And I think they can win this thing. I don't think there's any doubt they can win this thing. But they're going to have to play a very good game to do so. And like Mike said, Kansas is the evil empire coming in. And what they've done in the Big 12, I think, has been underappreciated over the years, winning that many in a row in a tough, tough basketball league. But we'll see what happens tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Wyatt Schultz is going to be joining us coming up tomorrow as well here on The Gym Class on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
This just in, Wendy's is adding the quarter pound double stack as an option in the 4 for 4 for a limited time.